With the collapse of Zimbabwe's agricultural sector, gold mines are now the country's largest foreign currency earner. Falcon Gold Mine, near Zimbabwe's second city, Bulawayo, is the first of the gold mines to go public and say it faces closure. The managing director of the mine, Andrew Beattie, said the mine has not been paid foreign currency earnings by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe since April the 1st. Most mines in Zimbabwe are privately owned. Under current practice, the government pays 50% of their earnings in the local currency at a trading rate of 800 Zimbabwe dollars to one US dollar. The other 50% is supposed to be paid out in US dollars, so the mines have money to import materials for their operations. But the payments in US dollars have not been coming. Zimbabwe is using the little foreign currency it does have to buy fuel and pay arrears on electricity bills to neighboring states. In addition to the shortage of foreign currency, Mr. Beattie said the Falcon Gold Mine is also suffering because the state's electricity supplier has increased its tariffs in the last month by more than 1,000%. Also, electricity cuts are costing the company 4 operating hours a day. Mr. Beattie said the Falcon Gold Mine would close in September if the situation did not improve. On Tuesday, the chief executive of Zimbabwe's Chamber of Mines, David Murungari, said gold made up more than half of Zimbabwe's mineral exports. It is now the country's highest foreign currency earner since the collapse of the tobacco industry following the land reform program, which saw 90% of tobacco farmers evicted from their properties. Mr. Murungari said gold production is declining dramatically. 3 years ago, Zimbabwe produced 29 tons of gold. Last year, it produced half that. And 2003 is going to be worse. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.